Nestle exposed is a key contributing factor to California's wildfires, video. The Aegis Alliance. Greetings world. We are the Aegis Alliance, with anonymous allies. As the state of California has been suffering from yet another wave of wildfires this year, corporations come to mind, one of most interest being Nestle, and their unlawful actions in California, and other states, even in other countries. This December, there have been wildfires in Los Angeles, San Diego, Santa Barbara, San Bernardino, and Ventura counties in California. Some of it is still not contained at this time. Overall, the several December blazes have burned over 256,000 acres and forced 212,000 residents to evacuate their homes. Over 1,000 structures, including many homes, were destroyed. The question is, did Nestle play a key contributing factor in California's drought-ridden conditions? The reason why is that of the year 2015. Nestle had been bottling water in California on expired permits for 27 years. It is unknown as to just how many unfathomable amounts of water that Nestle drained from California over those past decades. This is cause for alarm. With so much water being extracted from California, and thereby being a key contributing factor in California's very dry ground conditions, Nestle also has a bad reputation in Oregon and is the cause of protests in the state of Washington. Nestle also extracts water in other U.S. states. However, the United States is not alone in Nestle bottling water on expired permits. Nestle has also been caught bottling water on expired permits in Canada, in recent times. Nestle had been bottling so much water in these Canadian towns that it was being done faster than the aquifers were able to be replenished, until Canadian authorities stepped in and did something about it. This makes it obvious that Nestle has used these same greedy practices in California for many years, thereby being a key factor in the very dry ground conditions. It makes billions of dollars in profit by extracting water for practically nothing when compared to the massive income taken in by it. Unlawful bottling of water isn't the only type of crime to humanity by Nestle. They're also a chocolate company that is known to use child labor in cacao plantations. Nestle also has a history of lax labor laws, which allows them to evade close scrutiny of its labor practices. Nestle dodges accountability by having factory locations in places such as Colombia, North Korea, and China while avoiding the many more legal protections in the United States. Nestle has also been the cause of much outrage by environmental and human rights activists, and many others over the years, for their bad practices. There have been protests to boycott Nestle products, and for more than what is included in this video. Nestle has gotten off very light, for their atrocious crimes to humanity over the decades. If it were up to us, Nestle would be charged for contributing to many accounts of wildfires, destruction of property, costs of emergency services, and perhaps even the deaths of those innocent lives taken by these wildfires over the years in California. All because Nestle extracted unfathomable amounts of water on expired permits for 27 years in the state of California, with nothing being done about it. Image. A judge ruled in 2016 that Nestle can keep bottling water on expired permits. Credit. MintPressNews.com. The Aegis Alliance does not claim to be a leader of Anonymous. The Aegis Alliance has anonymous allies. They are anonymous. They do not forgive this. And they will not forget it. You should have expected the Legion. Dancing for Rain by Rise Against. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.